bringing you the best live and local sports talk. It's Kevin McCabe and Friends, presented by the law offices of Lerner & Rowe. Now, here's Kevin McCabe on The Fan, AM 1060.
The Phoenix Suns adopt a maverick attitude as they head for the All-Star break. Actually, you can boast they have an All-Star, too. We'll tell you about that. Phoenix Coyotes look for their sixth straight win. And the Canyon is rocking. The men's basketball team, thanks to the Ludolson family tree, and the arena gets set for a Raise the Roof celebration. It is 104 on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. You are locked in live local sports talk radio here in the Valley. It is McCabe and Friends, presented by Lerner & Rowe. Kevin McCabe, your longtime overweight voice of sports, serving up the show on a Thursday. And we take the show on the road. We take it outside, and we are poolside here at one of the premier universities in all the world. You've known it for years. It's been here, 33rd Avenue in Camelback, Grand Canyon University, and now it is blowing up. It is recognized worldwide thanks to its great academia, its online classes, the campus, the Christian campus atmosphere here at 33rd Avenue at Camelback, and intercollegiate sports. And the man behind it all, he's driving the driving force behind it all, actually joins me here right on the shoot. He's Brian Mueller, the president. Brian, how are you today? How great are you today?
It's great to be with you, Kevin. Thanks for coming out.
I got them rocking the colors.
I noticed that right away. Very impressive. That purple.
Purple pride out here. Raise the Roof celebration, this new arena that's going up right on the front of your campus there. I'm so excited. Everybody's been excited. It's like a kid at Christmas time knowing what he's going to get and seeing it every day. But today, the ceremonies, Raise the Roof. How excited are you to see it come to fruition like this?
Hugely excited. This is a long time coming. I mean, we've been working on this a long time. A lot of people have put their heart and souls into it, and it's very exciting. I mean, it's the top-off ceremony today is something that's traditionally done, and it signals that the top of the arena is now done, and they've got work to do on the interior. But they are on target. They're going to finish before October 1st. And as of today, under budget, so that's good, too.
Well, that's okay. But now somebody told Bob Machen, who I have unbelievable respect for. He's one of the premier building management people, helped put together the Dodge Theater, the U.S. Airways, the America West Arena, Chase Field. And now you've got him on board over here. He said, I could actually scratch my name into the roof up there or something like that. Was he kidding me?
We'll fix something for you. We'll work something out.
All right. To surround yourself with those kind of people, and you've done it with Russ Pennell on your basketball staff, all your coaches, your athletic, your teachers, and now your people who are surrounded. How excited are you about the team that you've got going here at Grand Canyon?
It's tremendous. And you mentioned some very, very important names. Bob worked for Jerry Colangelo for 37 years. He oversaw the construction of U.S. Airways Center, Chase Field. What we've got here now, what he's helped us do here is create, I think, the premier mid-size facility in the country, for certain in the state. We'll seat 5,000 for basketball. We'll seat about 6,500 for concerts. I'm sure that we're going to sell out for basketball. For concerts, we want to run 100-plus concerts in there on an annual basis. 90% of acts can't use U.S. Airways Center.
Sure.
It's just too big. And so for something that seats, and the way we have it curtained off, we can have it look full anywhere between 2,000 and 6,500 people. So it's good. They're all permanent seats. It's as steep as you can get it. Everybody's really close. It's not a multi-purpose facility. It's very much designed around basketball and music and speaking.
I love it. It's so excited to see the games there. But I've been excited for a long time, the past couple of years since you've taken over in the vision here. How much of the students, the athletes, responded and seen it? The basketball team excelling. They've won 10 of their past 12. The women's basketball team, they put the bar up high a long time ago. But to see the atmosphere and the campus buzz, I just saw the people out here on the lawn celebrate. How neat is that for you when you see everybody responding to your vision and what's ahead for the school?
It's very exciting. We're very blessed. The quality of our students just keeps going up. I was at a concert two nights ago, and it was tremendous. Our choir, our chorale, our other musical groups are performing all over the state. They're doing a great job. Theater is back, and we have hugely talented kids. We're in another, right in the middle of another theater presentation. It's going to finish up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then, of course, athletics. Our men's team is tied for first. They have a really good shot to go to the national tournament. Our women's team is tied for first. They have a very good shot of going to the national tournament. They have the leading score in the country, not just...
My girlfriend. She's coming by. Sam Murphy's going to come by.
Fantastic. She's also give her a hard time. She's a finalist for being homecoming queen, and so.
Oh, thanks. Huh? I thought in academia, she's a 4.0 student and a scholar athlete. So, you know, I set my sights high. You know, and I was talking to Bob Kemp. You know, she could be thoroughly enjoyed with a 51-year-old married guy with five kids. That's, I love her. I love what she stands for and what she represents with Grand Canyon University, as I do all your students. Let me back up one quick question here, because I know you've got the ceremonies today at 2 o'clock, and reestablish the thought process is to make this, you know, you see the Gonzagas, Marquettes, the St. Mary's, you see these rising institutions, online campuses, but also back it up by a great institution with intercollegiate sports. Is that the thought process?
Yeah, you know, when I came 2.5 years ago and this management team got put together, what we saw here was an opportunity. I'm from Milwaukee. I know what Marquette University means to Milwaukee. I know what Xavier means to Cincinnati, what Gonzaga means to Spokane. And there is nothing like that in Arizona. It's very, very unique. It's the only one that doesn't have a prominent private university. And so, yes, we're on target to be between 6,000 and 8,000 students on our traditional ground campus in 2 to 3 years. And a lot of that is being supported by 40,000-plus online students that's growing at a 15 or 20% clip on an annual basis. And so those two student bodies are mutually reinforcing. The stronger our campus student body gets, the more our academic reputation grows, the more their degrees become more valuable. The faster the online campus grows, it can be profitable, the more that we can do to build the traditional ground campus. And those two things are playing together extremely well. And of course, the arena is something that we'll be able to use as one of the things that we point to as a hallmark of the growth.
I love it. And I even thought about it last night. I think that, you know, you see the commercials on television. All these schools, come online. But this is an institution that's backed by 50 years of great tradition here. It's backed by a campus. It's intercollegiate sports. So you know they're going to be here. You're not getting your degree from some school that all of a sudden you wake up 4 years from now and I have my degree online and I never heard of them. They've got a nationally ranked basketball program, nationally ranked soccer program that's won national championships. That's part of it as well. Is you're here. This is not some fly-by-night. They've been here 50 years, and now you're taking it to the new millennium.
Absolutely, and they did a fantastic job of laying that foundation, and we're just trying to build on that. But you're absolutely right. The working adult student who wants to earn a master's degree in education and they live in Des Moines, Iowa, wants to know that it's important that they're joining a university that has a solid academic reputation and a rich history, so that the investment they make is going to be long-term worth what they.
They're rocking the 110 or 12. You're the boss. Any message for them? Just keep it going?
Just keep it going. It's a lot of fun. If you're out there and you want to see fun, exciting basketball tonight at 5 o'clock, you'll see the leading scorer in the country in Samantha Murphy at 7 o'clock. We're in first place. Our team's in first place in the conference, and they're ranked in the region and have and just like last year, I mean, he's doing exactly what he did last year. They just keep getting better, and that's what's happening again this year. I think it's going to be a strong finish.
And you missed the biggest. It's free. It's free. The doors are open for free. We'd like to make a donation and help out, which I think is genius, helping out some of the charities here in the Valley. It's brilliant. It's free. Bring the family. Sample it. See what it's all about. 5 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tonight, Saturday and Monday, the final three home games for Grand Canyon University and possibly a run to the Division II National Championship. Hey, have fun. Enjoy it. Enjoy today, and I'll see you over at the ceremonies a little bit later on, okay?
Thank you, Kevin.
He's Brian Mueller. Family good, by the way. I didn't even ask you.
Absolutely. Everybody's doing great.
They're hitting the ball well, hitting the ball straight.
They're doing pretty good.
Oh, that's a whole other story in itself. His kids, Brian flat out plays the game great. He's great stuff. It's Brian Mueller. He's driving the bus over here, the president and CEO of Grand Canyon University. You know my love for the Lopes. We deliver the Lopes every Thursday here with our Grand Canyon University Sports Report, and we will deliver that a little bit later on as well. Matt Brazzi will join us. He's an assistant men's basketball coach here, and he comes from great lineage. Grandpa Lute. Grandpa Lute, Hall of Famer Lute Olson. That's his grandpa, so we'll talk to him. The head coach will also join us as well. Russ Pennell's going to sneak on by. We'll give him some love. My girlfriend, I can't propose on the Samantha Murphy. Brian Mueller mentioned it. Leading scorer in the country right now will stop by here, give us some love. You don't get that on game day at those other universities. You get it here at Grand Canyon University. Look at this. And her picture's right there on the cover. She'll sign a few of these for me, I'm sure. We've got it all coming up to you live. We're poolside here, Grand Canyon University, 33rd Avenue and Camelback. Check them out online, gculopes.com, and they're raising the roof. I mean, literally, today, the 5,000-seat arena, putting the roof, the topping on there as they celebrate the future of this great university. We're back. It's McCabe and Friends on The Fan.